How would you like to build a real estate wealth in the USA with financial leverage? Amrish Singh will tell us how to do it. And what's so special about Amrish is he's the founder and CEO of Home Abroad and Ziffy, with over 14 years' experience in the US mortgage and financial services. And he's a former senior executive at HSBC Bank USA, and he has led strategic initiatives across international and fintech mortgage segments. And Amrish is a recognized expert in real estate investment and mortgage solutions. So, Amrish, tell us, for entrepreneurs and property investors who would love to invest in the USA market, even though, let's say, they are not currently in the USA market, how can they build real estate wealth in the USA with financial leverage?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Thank you, Lily. Great question. And this is something that most people, around different parts of the world don't know. But first of all, you can own US real estate as a foreign national. You don't have to be living in the US to legally own US real estate, right? Your home ownership rights remain the same whether you are in US or not. Okay. Second thing, what really differentiates the US real estate market is, high rental yields. So, you generate high rental yields, right? Plus availability of 30-year fixed rate mortgages, right? So your mortgage payment is fixed for the term of the loan, which is 30 years, right? And since your loan is amortized over a 30-year period, what ends up happening is rent covers mortgage and it generates cash flow from day one, right? Now, for foreign investors, it sounds like a great idea, right? But what sweetens the pot is as someone who is not living and working in the US, foreign national, you can invest with leverage, with financial leverage, which means, we can help you with financing, 75% of the property, without needing any US credit score, any US credit history, with assets from your home country to own that real estate, to own that real estate in the US, right? So you could be owning a US real estate with leverage where rent covers mortgage and you generate cash flow from day one. And that kind of helps you build that wealth because not only you're generating cash flow in US dollars, but think about the cycle, right? So 4 or 5 years down the road, your property appreciates in value. What you can do is called a cash out refinance. Take that cash out of the property from the equity. Use that money as a down payment on the next property. That property now is, cash flow positive from day one. And that cycle kind of repeats, which helps you kind of build a portfolio of investment properties in, next 7 to 10 years with that first property investment. And what's even cooler is when we qualify you for the loan, we are not looking at your personal income. We're looking at the property's income or your rental income. So technically speaking, each property qualifies on its own merit, right? And hence, since your debt to income is not coming into consideration, you can build hundreds of investment properties till each property is cash flow positive back to you.
Thank you. Give us more information about what happens with the what criteria will you be choosing in order to help, let's say, a UK property investor who wants to invest in the USA? What criteria will you need in order for them to qualify for you to help them with financing? Is it that you will be looking at their credit score and everything like that in their home country in the UK? And will you be looking at the assets that they have? Or what do you need specifically in order to give them financing to buy a US property?
So first and foremost, it's what we do is what we call common sense underwriting. So we are underwriting the property, not you, right? So basically, what we are making sure is that rental income, the property, generates enough income to cover its own mortgage payment, right? From your perspective, from if it's a UK national, we are not going to look at your income in your home country. So I'm not going to ask for your pay stub. I'm not going to ask for, how much you make, your employment, etc. All I'm concerned about is do you have enough money to put down payment, which is 25% if you are a UK national on the property, right? Plus cover the closing cost, which is going to be another 3 to 4%, right? So till you have, I would say approximately 20 to 30% of the purchase price in assets to show me, and that could be in your UK, account, right? You are good, because we're not going to look at the credit score from your home country, right? Because we are underwriting on the property, not on you, right? So till we order the appraisal and the rental income comes where it needs to be, you know, you're good for the loan. And it's a win-win situation because as an investor, you want the rent to cover the mortgage. You want the property to be cash flow positive from day one. Now, since as a mortgage shop, we are financing the property, we are doing that upfront work for you. We are going to tell you, hey, this property from our conservative estimate is going to generate enough rental income from a conservative standpoint, mind you, right, to cover the mortgage payment, right? And if that is the case, then I'm going to give you the mortgage, right? Which is good for you too, to know that upfront, right? Because if I'm telling you on a conservative basis that the rent covers mortgage, in most situations, the market rent is going to be higher, right? So, you know, till the property is cash flow positive back to you from day one, you know, it's a win-win situation, right? So pretty simple from a qualification standpoint. You just need to make sure that you have enough assets to cover down payment and closing costs, right? And you find the right property. And to make the finding of right property easier, we have launched this platform, Ziffy.ai, where you can go and you can punch in your investment objective. For example, say I want to generate cash flow of $200 to $300 per month, or I want to generate a return on cash of X percentage on year one, or I want already rented properties in the market. And our algorithm actually mines all the property on sale in the US right now, does a detailed investment analysis, and presents that data-driven decision in front of you for you to make that right choice to proceed with your US real estate transaction. And then once you have that property, you know, we help you put an offer on the property through matching you with a local real estate agent in that area, right? And once you sign the purchase contract, you'll come back to us. We'll underwrite the loan. We'll ask for your bank statements, your identification to issue a pre-approval letter. And then, you know, the only thing, the major thing is going to be the appraisal. We're going to order an appraisal to make sure what the market rent is going to be. Until the rent comes out where we want to be, you're good for the loan. Pretty simple and straightforward.
Thank you. So let's take a practical example. Let's say the property is $300,000, just for the sake of
ease. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then if I have, let's say, $90,000 mm-hmm. as a deposit, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. I already qualify for putting down the deposit. And then all I need is the cost, like the legal costs and all the other little costs that are for closing the deal. And then based on this, then I could potentially qualify for getting, for buying a property in the US.
Yeah, so, you know, so 20, if you're buying a property for $300,000, so we require minimum 25% down payment if you are not from the US. So your down payment is going to be $75,000, yeah. Right? Okay. And then consider another 2 to 3% as closing costs, right? So that's okay. Going to be another, so $9,000, you know, let's be conservative here, right? So your total cash to close would be somewhere in the ballparks of $85,000 to $90,000, you know, just adding some buffer in, right? Yeah. Which includes, okay. Origination fee, you know, legal cost, admin fee, title cost, some prepaid interest, property taxes that you have to pay to the government and all that good stuff, right? So till you have that money, you know, $84,000 to $85,000, right? We will finance you the remaining money, so $225,000 to buy that property. $75,000 comes from your end, $225,000 comes from our end, right? And then all we are looking for is when we order an appraisal, the rental income, for example, say the mortgage payment comes out to be $2,500, just to keep the numbers rounded, right? And your rental income on that appraisal comes to be $3,000, right? So you're good, right? So if I divide $3,000 by $2,500, what we call a debt service coverage ratio, rent by, you know, mortgage payment is greater than or equal to one. Till that happens, you're good for the loan and we're going to qualify you for the mortgage. Even if that does not happen, for whatever reason, for example, you know, your rent is $3,000 and your mortgage payment is $3,200. We know that you're going to be in a hole for $200 on that property every month, but you're banking on appreciation in US dollars, right? In that scenario too, we're going to give you the loan, but your rates are going to go up a little bit. And we're going to ask you for coming up with a little bit more down payment, have a little bit more skin in the game to compensate for the additional risk for giving you a loan where rent is not covering the mortgage.
Thank you. What about the interest on the loan? How does it compare with other, let's say, mortgages that might be available for people to buy properties in the US?
Great question, right? So The interest on the loan is very competitive, right? So you're only going to pay as a foreign national with no FICO score in the US or no credit history in the US. Your interest rates on a rough basis are only going to be 0.5 to 0.75% higher than a US person with established credit history, you know, originating the same loan, right? So it's pretty competitive. High level, if I were to give you a ballpark number on the same 300,000 loan amount right now as a foreign national, your rate would be somewhere around between 7.25 to 7.5%, you know, for that loan. But keep in mind, that's a 30-year fixed rate loan, right? So unlike in the UK, where you have adjustable rate mortgages, where the rate would adjust, you know, after a certain time, you know, depending upon, you know, where the, whichever index, you know, is following where the rates are, there's no payment shock in the US. So your payment is fixed for the term of the loan for 30 years. So payment remains fixed. You technically increase rent every year, right? So, you know, your cash flow keeps increasing every year, right? And that's something, you know, that's pretty unique to the US market. So you have, as a landlord or someone who's investing in the US real estate, you have that, you know, peace of mind that I'm not going to get a payment shock. You know, interest are not going to adjust 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the line. And suddenly rent is not covering the mortgage anymore. And I'm in a hole. Like, that's the comfort that you get, you know, because you know that the payment is going to be fixed for the term of the loan. I can technically increase rent every year. So technically my cash flow is going to increase every year. My property is going to appreciate every year. 4 years, 5 years down the line, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to take a cash out refinance where you can tap into the equity that you have built, use that money for down payment on another property, cash flow positive back to you, and then the cycle repeats.
Thank you. How likely is it that the interest rate will go down so that perhaps you can, instead of, let's say, buying now, you could buy, I don't know, in 3 months, and then instead of paying, I don't know, 7.5% interest, you would pay, I don't know, 6.5 or whatever. Where do you see the trends going in terms of the interest on the loans that you might get in terms of the mortgages?
So it's a great question, Lily. And that's a question we get from a lot of our foreign investors, right? Do I wait? Do I invest now? Do I buy, right? And what we say to our investor, right? Interest rate should not matter to you till your property is cash flow positive back to you, right? What's going to happen, you know, like when interest rates go down, right? Because there's so many people, you know, who want to buy a primary home that have been priced out of the market, right? Because they are also waiting for the interest rate to go down, right? What happens when the interest rate goes down to, say, from 7.5 right now to, say, 6.5? You know, these people are going to jump into the market, right? New builds are not built, getting built at the same rate. There's inventory shortage in the US, right? What's going to happen is the property prices are going to go up, right? So if you are a savvy real estate investor, till the property is cash flow positive back to you, till the rent that you're generating covers your mortgage payment, interest rate should not matter to you. You should invest right away because, you know, when the rate goes down, you're going to have a spike in the, you know, in the property value, and you're going to build a lot of equity in a short amount of time. And then you can do a cash out refinance of that equity. So you can get the same interest rate, but now you can take the cash out and use that cash to buy another property at a small, at a lower interest rate, right? So that's the advice we give to our savvy investor, right? Look at, you know, the cash flow. Cash flow is king, not at the rate, because if rate goes down, you're going to benefit from that regardless. You can cash out, you can refinance anytime. But at this point, you're also getting, you know, benefit of equity appreciation in a short time.
Thank you. For property investors moving from the UK to the USA for more sun, what deals could they find that are perhaps better than this, than the one that you have just told me about? Because if you're, let's say, if you're wanting to like rent the property, is there any better deal if you move in the US as a permanent resident?
So yeah, so if you're buying a vacation home or if you're relocating without any US credit history, we can help there as well. You know, we have clients from UK, Canada all the time who are buying, you know, vacation home in Florida or in Texas or Arizona, all these Sunbelt states. And we do have programs for that. In that scenario, though, we are not going to be looking at the property income because you're going to using the property. You're going to be looking at your income and assets. So that's what we call a full documentation loan. But if you are employed, we're going to be looking at your pay stub. you know, you're at that scenario, you're also going to be looking at your credit history from the UK. Have you been paying your bills in the UK? Have you been paying your credit cards in the UK, right? We're going to be, you know, if you are self-employed, we're going to probably look at your bank statements, or we're going to look at, you know, a CPA letter documenting your income. But the good news is we can use your UK income to qualify you for the loan in the US, right? But the documentation is going to be a little bit more from an underwriting standpoint, because now we are underwriting you, not the property.
Thank you. And in terms of the interest and the deposit and everything, tell us how that would differ. Let's say if I'm a digital nomad relocating from the UK and then relocating to, I don't know, Miami or another place in the UK, in the US, how small is the deposit going to be versus, let's say, buying a property that will be used for rental?
So, you know, if you are buying a second home, you know, your down payment is going to be same. It's going to be 25%, you know, of the purchase price. If you are someone who's relocating to the US, first we need to verify you have the right visa to do so, right? So, you know, making sure that you can live and work in the US. For example, you know, if you are from UK, you can come to the US for 6 months without needing any visa. You're part of, you know, visa waiver country, right? But that does not qualify you to buy a primary residence in the US. For buying a primary residence, you know, which is through relocation, you need to have the right visa or a permanent residency in the US, right? So if you have that, you know, if you have an H visa or an L visa or a permanent residency in the US, then your down payment with no US credit history is going to be 20%. Of the purchase price, right? But if you're buying an investment property or you're buying a vacation home, your down payment is going to be 25%. In all these situations though, like if you're buying property for your own use, whether vacation or primary, you know, we're going to be underwriting based on your personal income, but you know, down payment is 20% and 25% respectively.
Thank you. So does the US not have any like special deals, like, I don't know, 5% deposit or 10% deposit for people that relocate and do have all the visas and everything?
They do, but you got to build a credit score in the US, right? You need to establish your credit history, right? So if I, for example, if you're locating from UK to the US, you got to wait for 2 years to build a credit score, to build your credit history, to qualify for those lower down payment programs, right? Because at that point, you know, your credit score will come into action. Your, you know, your amount of time spent in the US building your credit history, your W-2 income in the US, you know, there needs to be a history of you being in the US, right? So once you achieve that threshold, yes, there are programs where you can get a lower down payment, you know, which will be available to you. But what I'm talking about is someone who is, you know, coming to the US with no credit score, no US credit history. And if you're getting a loan, you know, it's probably 0.5 to 0.75% higher than what a US person would have paid any which ways, right? It's worth it to get into that home ownership, right? As I always say, you know, like real estate in the US is one of the best wealth building tools, you know, tap into that equity versus paying rent somewhere, right? And as I mentioned, rent covers mortgage in most situations, any which ways, right? So instead of you making your landlord rich, you can make yourself rich by owning that property, right? Versus, you know, paying rent.
Thank you. Tell us more about what you would like property investors to know about building wealth via US real estate investment with financial leverage. What else would you like entrepreneurs and property investors to know about the process or anything?
Yeah, no, absolutely, right? So one thing I'd always tell, you know, for global investor, right? Because US is probably one of the unique markets in the world where you can generate cash flow with leverage. You know, what that means is 20-25% of your money buys you 100% of the property, and property takes care of itself, which means the rent pays mortgage from day one. And not only covers the mortgage, it generates you cash flow. So you are generating cash flow by only paying 25% of the purchase price from day one, right? That money multiplies, your property appreciates, right? That leverage helps you create wealth, right? So now, you know, if you kind of take that route in the US, which is not available to most people in their home country, right? You know, for example, in the UK, you know, the rental yields will be lower to cover the mortgage payment in most situations, right? So you're banking on the property appreciation for an ROI. Here in the US, you're doing both, right? So it's accessible. You know, what we have created with Ziffy.ai it makes it even more easier because you can come on the platform, you can punch in your investment objective, and you can find the properties that meet your investment objective, that generates the number that fits to your investment strategy. So your hours and hours of research kind of boils down to few clicks, right? I don't know anything about the US market sitting in the UK. If there's a platform that can point me in the right direction, exactly which market to invest, which properties meets my investment objective, that's great. And that's the feedback we got because of why we build that platform, right? So you find the property, right? It's the value prop is clear, right? Take that first step, and financing, right? That's a huge thing. Like you're not getting charged like a 14% interest rate for not being a US person, right? The interest rate you're paying on that loan is only 0.5 to 0.75% higher, right? So, that creates a huge benefit, which most people don't know about. Most people, investors, global investors who invest in real estate in the US are still buying in cash, right? Now imagine that cash that you bought one property with helping you buy four properties, right? Because you use the same cash to buy four properties, because now you can only put 25% down payment for, with that cash versus buying one property, So that is an aha moment for most global investors when we tell them about it, right? And something that is just not common knowledge, right? So with your platform, I hope more investors, get to know about this and take advantage of this opportunity.
Thank you. Are there any particular banks that people would be financed with using this strategy?
Yeah, so what we do, we work with, end investors, banks generally don't carry the products that I'm talking about. Banks would, most, you come to the bank and you say you don't have any US credit history, they will say thanks, but no thanks. Go spend time in the US, build your credit history before we can even talk to you, right? That's how, the banks would work. So what we work with, is private investors. And if US is the largest debt accreditation market in the world, right? So there's an appetite for the, the type of loan, DSCR, debt service coverage ratio loans that I'm talking about in the secondary market in the US for fixed income assets, right? And hence, what we do is we work with investors who ultimately the loan is funded by private investors, and we are the conduit in between that helps you get that financing.
Wow, that's fascinating. Tell us more about where entrepreneurs can find you and to connect with you to find out more. And also, how does it work in terms of for people that want to learn from you? Do you have like a coaching program, or do you charge for that? Or do you have like any sort of like free program where people can learn and tap into your knowledge about the options they may have for investing in the US?
So consultation is 100% free, right? So our mortgage loan officers, would love to interact with your clients to talk about how to invest in US real estate, anything that they would want to learn, more specific about, right? So all that stuff, we don't charge for. The best way to reach us is, our website, homeabroadinc.com, homeabroadinc.com. You can also email us at contact@homeabroadinc.com. If you submit a lead inquiry at Home Abroad Inc., you will also get access to our investment property search platform that I mentioned about. And then one of our mortgage consultants would contact you, will kind of educate you about the process, answer any questions you might have, really handhold through the entire ecosystem, right? We also help our investors, open LLC in the US, because if they want to vest the title in the name of an LLC, we help with bank account opening. We help them with property management connection, a connection to local real estate agents. So kind of everything that you would need to complete that transaction in the US, we kind of handle through the entire process, right? That's kind of what we do.
Wow, that sounds really fascinating. Thank you so much. And did you mention which website for people to go to contact you?
Homeabroadinc.com.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.